The Commissioner General of National Revenue Authority, Patrick Mogoya, says his team is working to ensure that all taxes collected are turned over to the government. Speaking at the opening of two new tax centers in Konyokonyo and Munuki Market on Wednesday, Mogoya said the facilities will help ease the payment of taxes at the market. Mogoya disclosed the Revenue Authority has collected non-revenue of 6.7 billion South Sudanese pounds in the first 2 months of the 2021-2022 financial year. He says that the amount is a clear sign that the tax body will reach its target for the fiscal year.
This is the first month of the financial year 2022-2023 for which we have allocated NRA a target of collecting 117 billion and 35 million pounds in gross terms. In order for NRA to reach this target, our collection should not fall below 9.7 billion pounds for each month. The two collecting divisions of NRA, that is domestic and customs, are to contribute 62% and 38% respectively.
Mogoya says although the National Revenue Authority has made progress, it is dealing with a certain risk which the commission is trying to mitigate, such as tax collection in the markets, which prompts traders to jack up their prices on commodities. Mogoya notes that the Financial Act of 2021 gives the National Revenue Authority the sole responsibility of collecting the national taxes.
The Financial Act 2021-2022, which was signed into law by His Excellency the President on the 9th of June 2022, makes it very clear that all the taxes, all the charges, all the levies, you have more than 20 schedules in that Financial Act for the different institutions. All of the duties and levies which are due to the national government, the SOA authorized agent for collection is NRA.
The Minister for Finance and Economic Planning, Agag Achuilual, who attended the event, asked tax collectors to do their work, which will help the ministry pay civil servant salaries in arrears. Achuel says the government often forgets to pay civil servant salaries and relinquishes the cash to other governmental projects. The minister alleges some tax collectors do not turn over the money they collected to the government.
There are so many malpractices happening that they don't want to talk about it. Some of them have been mentioned by the deputy mayor. For these taxes, they don't be serious about this. Because the more we collect taxes, the national government takes, the state government takes, the city government takes. And then again in the market, the security and whatever, all these forces are collecting.
Achuel is urging the National Revenue Authority, the Juba City Council and the business sector to organize meetings to harmonize tax collection and reduce double taxation or high taxes on civilians. Tik Mayardit, Juba's deputy mayor for physical infrastructure, says the National Revenue Authority does not pay some of its tax collectors, forcing some of them to engage in malpractice.
We are not paying the people which you employ to go and collect money to bring them to you, and we put them into our pocket. What will they do? They will also do the same. That is why we are crying that there is corruption. There is corruption. Sometime also, I nullified that there is no corruption. Why? Because people are not showing exactly what is there. So I want to tell you that if you want to get the money from the revenue authority, your eye let it be there. And anybody which have done wrong, no forgiveness for the public. Forgiveness only. But when the public money are there to be taken by anybody, there is no forgiveness.
Mayar did call on the finance minister and the head of the National Revenue Authority to remain diligent on collecting taxes so South Sudan can move forward on economic development. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.